But
hey y'all, what up? It's your girl Heaven back at it with another episode, and I'm really sorry guys for not uploading so much. I finally brought my special guest with me, and I'm sorry y'all, like I'll continue uploading lots of podcasts because now I just kind of have a break from school, kind of, not really, but anyways, let's get started. You ready? Okay, so I'm gonna introduce her to you. She's my best friend from high school. Shout out to Sulamit. Yo, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up? This is Sulamit. You can call me Sulamit. Sululululululu. You can, yeah, that. Yes. I am a high school graduate, yeah. Class of 2018. Woo woo. Hey, and I am not gonna mention where from, cause sipsty. Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna finally introduce you guys to the topic, and here it goes. So topic for today is being happy with where you are while searching for your purpose, and also learning from your past mistakes. So pretty much the first question is, Sulamit, are you happy with where you are in life? Well, okay, hold on. I'm gonna answer that first. Hold up. Okay, so for me, like, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of happy. Like, I'm happy that I graduated high school, and like, I don't have to stay there anymore. Cause like, I feel like that was just, I don't know. High school wasn't for me, guys. Relatable. Like, I was. I mean, we had lots of fun, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we did. We had each other, not with the school.
Yeah, not with the school. Like, yeah, no. The classes, no. I mean. Yo, like, we had some pretty, like, solid friends out there.
Yeah.
You know, we still do. They graduated this year. Yes. Like, wow. Now they're going to figure out what it's like.
Yeah.
And, you know, help them with God's grace. You'll be with them, God, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help them not to go to the wrong path in life.
So true.
And, yeah. So let me... Are you happy with where you are for now?
I would say yes. At this moment, I am. But... And then one thing I would add is that don't take the happiness meaning like too deep. Just look at it day by day.
Yes.
Be like, oh, what's... Find the cherish moment.
Yeah.
Cherish the moment. Like, oh, look, there's the dog walking. Not that I like dogs, but...
yeah, we just noticed the dog today.
Yeah.
No, it's a little bit... Okay, anyways, continue.
That's for another podcast about dogs.
Yeah.
But yeah, just cherish it day by day. Oh, look at this beautiful cupcake. You know, look at this beautiful old couple. Oh, just
or like a father and daughter, like you said.
Yeah, father and daughter and father, son and daughter, just bonding with each other in nature. Oh, you know.
Yeah, enjoy like.
And then this is what I say. Every day in my life, when I don't feel like I'm not happy, because, you know, there's ups and downs for life. When I don't feel happy, this is what I say. You didn't wake up because you set an alarm to wake up. I swear, I saw this quote one day, and it says, and I wrote it down. It says, you didn't wake up today just because you set an alarm. Let that sink in. Because you woke up, God chose to you to wake up.
Preach. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
I swear.
We should be thankful that, you know, we have everything. You know, even though we don't, like, have everything we want as of now, like, be happy. As soon as you wake up, like, God put you on this earth for a reason.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah, like, okay.
And also, to add to that, there is a certain special things that you need to get down this earth that can only be done by you.
Yes,
other people might do it, but it's not gonna be as good as you.
True.
That's why there's no person like you in this earth. There's not gonna be a duplicate of you. There's only gonna be a one of you. I'm gonna give the mic to her because I'm preaching.
Oh girl, it's not even Sunday, you preaching. Yes. Okay, so I'm sorry. Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. So
getting too hyped over
here. Yeah, we're getting too hyped over this, and it's not even anyways. So the second question is, when it comes to social media, do we like compare ourselves a lot? And as of my question, okay, for me, like, I feel like we start comparing ourselves a lot because we're saying like, oh, like, for example, if someone, like, went somewhere traveling to, like, you know, a nice place, and you're like, oh, man, looking at that, and, like, your life is like, my life could never be like that. No. Well, how do you know? Because, you know, like, God has a plan for your life, and just, like, just stop pressuring, like, stop hurting yourself over some things that have not come to your life yet, because you just have to be patient with where you are and be happy and focus on, like, focus on help knowing yourself and, you know, figuring out what you're good at. Like I said, it doesn't matter. You could be good at, like, you could find anything. Like, when it came to me, like, I just picked up my guitar and I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn how to play the guitar. And, that's, you know, so now good. I'm, like, improving and stuff like that. And I stopped comparing myself. Like I said, I also took a break from social media as well.
Yeah, that helps.
But now, like, I'm getting back on it. And, y'all, I'm actually starting to, you know, compare myself a bit to other people. Because their life is, like, way better than mine in a way. But, like, I'm starting to realize that, like, you know, I should be happy with where I am. And, like, exactly, the family that I'm with. How God, like, you know, put me on this earth for something. I just have to find out what it is. And, you know, it's going to take time. But whatever the time is, like, I'll be happy, patient. I know sometimes I'm not patient. But if it's worth the wait, I guess it'll be good then in the future, but yeah. Silmi, do you have to say anything?
Yeah, yes, I constantly just compare myself with social media. That's why, as Heaven said, I took a break from it. Like, not all the way, meaning, like, I took a break, like, in this month, I took 2 weeks of break, and then I get back to it, because I don't want to be, like, totally off from it, just because I want to see what's going on, like, the news and stuff.
Yeah. And, like, also catch up with your friends.
Catch up with my friends, what's new, because they don't share.
Yeah, they don't go on Facebook now. No. You gotta go on Instagram for that now, because none of y'all want to go on Facebook Messenger. Yeah. Like, come on, what's wrong with y'all? Yes. Like, Facebook is, like, anyways, okay, I'm not gonna get about that. Yeah, so let me.
Yeah, so, and I would say this, don't compare yourself to other people. That's cliche, but it's true, because you never know what they've done to, like, get through that place.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, if you do what's, like, okay, this is the quote that I wrote down. If you do what's hard, your life would be easy. If you do what's easy, your life would be hard. Ooh. Let me say it again. If you do what's hard, your life will be easy. But if you do what easy, your life will be miserable. Like, if you just do what's easy,
oh my god,
like, it's gonna be hard, because what you're facing is not gonna be easy.
You're not taking a risk in
life. You're not taking a risk.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I would say, don't compare yourself, because you never know what they went through. Honestly, bro. Girl, you never know what they're going through. And
they don't show it.
They don't show it.
Instagram doesn't show it.
It's a highlight. It's a highlight. Just you highlight what's, oh, I got it. Just like what you highlight in a book or in a Bible, that's actually good.
Yeah.
Or, like, in any book that you highlight what's good, that's what Instagram is. You just, you put it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like, what stands out to you that's good in your life, you just put it out. But if, that's all I gotta say.
Okay, for me. Okay. That was pretty good. I really like that, what you're trying to say. And also, I'd like to add, my professor, he told me, like, well, I guess he's a professor.
Yeah, professor.
He said, like, how improvement is, like, always gonna be a constant struggle. Like, you know, it's never gonna be easy. When he said that, my head was, like, literally, like, I had to write that down, because I was like, yo, this guy is, like, giving out, like, so many good, like,
facts.
Quotes. Like, facts that, I gotta live by and, like, understand and everything. But, hope you guys are taking this in and, you know. So, this is where it stirs we gotta stir the pot.
Oh, yeah.
So, are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you sure? Anyway, read this.
I'm ready.
This one. Do you want to do this one or no?
Yeah, actually.
No. Okay. So I'm like, the next thing we're gonna talk about is, don't go searching for relationships.
So talk.
This is something that
we struggle.
Okay, fine. Yeah, we all struggle with, you know, but we don't want to admit it sometimes because, especially when you see like couples walking by and you're just like, oh, okay, how come that can't be me? God, why haven't you blessed me yet? Oh my gosh, and the YouTubers and like when people get married and stuff, you're like, okay, you know, I'm still waiting, like where's my man gonna show up, you know? But you know, I guess it's like this, you have to figure out yourself first and like you gotta be ready because you never know like what the people that you're looking at are in, like, you know, they don't show it, they just show you the good things that are happening, like when they hold hands and stuff like that. You're like, okay, it's so easy, but no, they don't really show you that because you don't really know what's happening. Maybe they're going through a fight or they're going through, I don't know, like a divorce or something. You don't really know because they don't show you that, they just show you the good side. So
they don't show you when there's people in paradise.
You have to prepare for like all the stuff that's gonna happen. That's why, I feel like Steve Harvey is just like,
man,
helping
listen,
us.
Get to it.
Y'all probably gonna think like get we're so like weird and like like cheesy, but Steve Harvey, like this guy, he is like the best person that gives advice. Here.
No, this is not Steve Harvey. No. He's like here. No. But if you don't know about Steve, get to it. Yes. Search Steve Harvey.
On
read his books. What's his name? Michael Todd.
Oh,
bro.
Transformation
chat. What's up? Yo,
oh my
subscribe to their YouTubes. Get in touch with their what they're doing. That's a revolution. So what I would say is watch their relationship goals.
Oh my gosh.
Series?
Yes, Michael Todd. Oh my gosh. Michael Todd is like, it's called Transformation Church. And you know what? If some of y'all like are not followers, like, I mean, it's never too late to be in contact with God, you know? And you could start now. And hopefully, Transformation Church, if you watch that, you'll start to be inspired by that. And hopefully, your faith grows more with God. And yeah. Watch it, y'all, because that relationship, like, there's how many episodes?
Eight.
Five? Eight?
Seven.
Oh, dang. Okay, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But, y'all, that literally, like, like, he exposed us to the truth, let me tell you.
Yeah. Also, it's not just your average, you know, just church. No, it's actually funny. You get,
super funny.
At one point, you will feel like you're in the one of the crowds. You won't even feel like you're watching through the YouTube. But I would say this. We're talking about relationship, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Don't rush.
Other than this, when there's no... You know, paradise is beautiful, right? Like, it's like vacation type of thing.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Continue.
Paradise is beautiful, right? And that's what relationship is. It's beautiful. But people don't show you when there is trouble in paradise. They don't show you when there is like a struggle with each other to get their points. Or when they fight. But I'll say this again: watch Transformation Church relationship series. I think it was first episode or second episode. They said relationship problem starts with individual.
Yes.
Girl.
Themselves out yet.
Yes.
Run.
And then they said, okay, this is what I said. It's hard, it's so harsh, but it's so real. He said, who are you gonna think is gonna like you if you don't like you? That's so true. Like, who do you think is gonna be with you if you don't want to be with you?
But no, people don't listen. They just rush into it, and then they figure it out later that they should have taken care of themselves and find out more about themselves and then search for the person, because, you know, but I guess everyone's different in their own way.
Like. Yeah, and also, if you don't know who you are, let's say you don't know what color you like, don't even get into a relationship. Those simple things.
Yeah.
And this, I heard this so clear one time. Like, from a person. They said marriage or relationship is just gonna expose who you are. I heard it so many times, like people that were divorced, people that were still in relationship. I'm like, wow, that's actually true if you see it. And there's actually research that says there's more divorced, like the percentage of divorce is higher because the person is not doing the work. Like, individually, not just, oh, I'm gonna look snatched, I'm not gonna...
Yeah,
no!
Well, it's different for everyone, too. Like, yeah. It's because they don't, like, they don't take the time to know themselves first.
And, okay, so let me... This is the one that, like, is gonna, like, bother you. Like, you know, if you guys watch Jamie Grace or listen to her podcast as well, you know how she was struggling, too, right? And, like, we're, like, kind of, like, the same way as well. And... Yeah. One of the things that
she got
a baby now. Yeah, yo, do you see her baby?
Yeah,
oh my gosh. Cute. Like, oh my gosh, they're so cute.
She's actually a hope for me, though.
Yeah.
Because I've been with her.
She's inspiring.
When.
Oh yeah, my gosh. Sure. Ever since I was like in grade six.
Same.
Like, I ever.
If she's getting married, I'm going to get married then. If she got him, I'm gonna
get married. But like, one of the questions that she always struggled with was like how people are saying, you know, what was it? It'll happen when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Bruh, I'm freaking tired. Wait.
You're gonna know when you're gonna know.
You're gonna know when you're gonna know?
You know.
Okay, that won't even...
You'll know when you know.
Yeah.
Boy, bye.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's still going. Oh, dang, 16 minutes. But like, yeah, we're gonna elaborate on that some more. But
yeah.
Do you have anything else to say?
I don't like that saying that goes...
I'm so tired of hearing that, to be honest.
Yeah, same, because they say, when you're going to know... I feel like, but I'm going to be a victim of that. Like, oh, I'm going to, like, experience that, and then I'm going to say that to people. But still, I don't like... Jeez. I don't like that saying.
It's gone.
Okay, just don't rush into relationship, but rush into, like, get... to know you.
Yes, like we've pretty much
remembered. Like your purpose, right?
Yeah.
That's
find out who you are, and you know.
But and like, don't think that we're perfect.
Yeah,
we are far. I mean, far from the spectrum of perfect.
Me? You talking about me? Be perfect?
I'm like on that side of the spectrum.
I don't even know like what I want to do with my life yet. But you know, I'm still taking time for that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Wait, what was this? Were we just?
Purpose?
No, what was that thing that we're... Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're having a meltdown.
Yeah, we're like outside
nature,
in the
like
nature right now. Yeah, that doesn't go well with us. We'd rather stay inside, but...
Introverts are around here.
Yeah, literally.
We are introverts.
But it's such a nice day outside.
It's so nice. The sky's so
finally
clear.
Finally. Like,
yeah, you know, we drawn picture.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like, also, like... I know this one person. She really wants to be in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Like, she always sees it all the time. And she prays about it. And then once this person that she sees, she's like, it's like love at first sight. Like, as soon as she sees someone, she's like, oh my gosh, like, that's the person I'm going to be with. And I'm like, how do you know already?
Yeah.
And she's like, I just have this feeling. And then after that, a couple months goes later, and I'm like, so how did it go? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, see? It's because you didn't trust yourself.
You
didn't
pray about it.
I mean, yeah, you can pray about it too. But like,
actually, I think, like, boy, I just got this. I remembered it. Like, you know Ruth in the Bible?
Mm.
When she went into the field, Boaz.
Oh, Boaz.
Boaz. Hey. He actually prayed.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I remember.
He
yeah,
prayed.
Yeah.
He prayed. I think he asked her, he's like, is this the woman that's on the field that's going to be my wife? Like, ask God, like, genuine questions, like when he said don't ask from fear but ask from faith.
Oh yeah,
that is so true. And then this, when he asked God, oh don't say like, oh God is gonna like ignore my questions because they're small. He's a father, and just imagine this, would your father ignore you? Even if you ask him, oh Dad, can you bring me water, oh Dad, can you bring me a candy from the store, he's not gonna ignore those little things because he's a father.
Yeah.
Just the same way as God is the father to us, he's not gonna ignore those little things. No question is little in front of him.
True.
So yeah.
Wow. I mean, like, you're just saying it better than I am. But so now we're gonna talk about
purpose.
Okay, so you ready for this one?
I think so.
Okay, so I'm gonna give this over to Salamit here.
So purpose.
What to do?
What? Okay, I'm gonna give you my definition of purpose because there's a lot of definition out there for purpose. But my purpose is like, just like as I said, like in the beginning, I think I said, like, what you were set or meant to do on this earth, on you can. Yes, other people can do it, may do it, but it's not gonna be as good as you. So that's what purpose is. That's something that you're good at, something that nobody can do. So for me especially, I have not found my purpose yet. Yeah. I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, like me too especially. Like, I don't even know what it is yet, but you know, I'm trying to be patient and looking forward to what I have. And also, you know what? Like I said, remember that time when we were talking about like this certain thing? And yeah, I was like, yeah. You know what? You should just like enjoy the time you have with your
that's
family
so true.
And friends.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Yo, that's so
because,
good.
Because like, just if one yeah. person tries to distract you yeah. and like you're just spending time too much on this specific person, and like it could be like
a
friend or something like that, or like just something that's bothering you, you yeah. could actually like miss out on a lot of like fun moments.
Oh, yeah.
When you could like actually be spending more time with your family instead of just this one person that's like not even supposed to be in your life, but you're just spending so much time trying to figure out if it's the person or if it's the friendship or whatever.
Yeah, and then you say, oh, I'm not getting better at that. Yo, everybody's given 24 hours. You spending time on certain situation is gonna take away whatever you were meant to like improve on, you know? So take your time. Don't like hesitate. Don't hesitate just like
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, just like now.
It's like not.
Literally. Okay. Yeah, so like just spend the time with your family and friends and make good memories with them, because you know, like everything like has its time, like we said. I think we went over this a lot, and yeah.
And one thing personally, because everybody's different, I actually recently started writing. Not journaling, but just writing. I feel like journaling.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Journaling, yeah, it's the same. Yeah.
So I started writing like what I feel from the moment I wake up.
Like, I should do that.
To the moment I sleep. I haven't done it today, but you know, work in progress, as I said. Work in progress.
Okay. How
I started Sunday.
How has it been working so far?
Like, me seeing visually like what I feel like is kind of like a relief.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it's not on my mind anymore. It's on the paper, and I
can
see it.
That,
I can go over it. So do what you like to improve you. Like, me writing is improving actually from taking the time
to learn
to write and learn. Actually, writing is actually is good because you're seeing your problem visually.
True.
So you can improve it.
Yeah.
So I'll say that.
For me it's different. Like, it doesn't have to be writing, it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe like,
yeah, different.
Like singing, or like listening to music, or anything, to be honest. It doesn't have to be just specifically
right.
Surround yourself
oh
with
God.
good optimistic people.
Yeah.
You know, that will help you.
Make you.
Yeah. Don't be wasting your time with those waste people. But you know, like, you don't know that until you just sit down and take the time and just visualize, like,
okay.
am I because for me, when I was in high school, I mean, like, bro, I didn't even know what I wanted to, I felt so safe. Like, I was like, oh, I'll figure that out after.
Yeah.
And after I was like, after I graduated, I'm like, oh yeah. Snap, like, I actually do have to, like,
and then don't force yourself into being what other people want you to be.
Perfect example from yesterday. If y'all watch the Warriors versus Raptors, you know, I just have to say this.
Yeah.
Because...
Did they lose?
No, Warriors won by... It was like 106. Man. No, who are you cheering for? Raptors?
The Raptors all the way.
No, I'm for Warriors. You know... No, freaking Raptors are trash, yo. I just have to come out and say it. I don't like them, literally. No, I told you about that one time. I was wearing, like, the Warriors jersey.
Yeah.
No, my Warriors sweater in the bus. I was getting so many dirty looks, I thought I was going to die that day, to be honest. I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I literally texted my sister, and I'm just like, yo, can you please help me? Like, everyone's giving me dirty looks on the bus.
Story of my life.
But anyways, yeah, I was trying to say, if y'all watched that game yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, so... Kevin Durant came back for the game.
Oh yeah, he was
because
broken, eh?
Yeah, because he wasn't supposed to play for like that, like
that
the finals.
Oh.
But this is the thing, he didn't listen to himself and he listened to what press said. And like, cause we know the Warriors were kind of doing kind of like bad, to be honest. Raptors are like 3 and we were 1, literally. They could have had a chance to win, but they didn't win. Thank you, Jesus. Like, that was a miracle, to be honest. I'm happy that we got.
Raptors won, it would be a history in Canada.
I know, but...
It would be a history.
But, to be honest, like, the Raptors fans are, like... They're just so, like... So disrespectful, to be honest.
Because
as soon as, like, Kevin Durant got injured in the fifth game...
They were making tweets.
Like, they were just, like, oh, yeah, woohoo, yeah! And then, like, even the Raptors, like, players had to be like, yo, like, quiet down, yo, shut up. Yeah, because, like... They're just like, yo, stop being so disrespectful. And I felt so bad for Kevin Durant.
And then they would make a tweet about Warrior's wife.
Yeah, and you know Stephen Curry, like, after the game, because they won, and he was talking to the press, and he was just like, you know, they were asking him about Kevin Durant, and saying, and then he was like, you know, people have this idea of putting, like, trying to control, like, what you have to do, and it's not really up to them. You should just be focusing on yourself, and... You know, he's, like...
That's pretty true.
It's sad that he injured himself again, but, I mean... He should have just taken the time to listen to himself, but the press got to his head, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good example of how to just listen to yourself and not follow what people have to say, because especially if it's something about careers, like, what you want to do in life, you have to be careful, because... Like, I've gotten so many times where I was just like, oh, I want to be this kind of person when I get out of high school. Like, I want to have this kind of job. And people are just being like, oh, no, why would you do that? That's, you should go something in like this. Like, remember those guidance counselors at our school?
Oh, yeah.
Freaking, oh my gosh.
We're not going to mention names.
You can't control. Lady, like, okay, I'm not going to say
it.
It's past.
Let me tell that story of when, like the student council, I told her, hey, I want to be a doctor. Is it a doctor?
Yeah.
No. Something along those way. A doctor or...
lawyer or something.
A lawyer or, like, something good. Yeah. Okay, something high. Okay?
High class.
But she was like, sweetie. No, she didn't say sweetie, but, you know, she gave me that look like, sweetie. I think by the look of your grades and the way you're, like, going through the semester right now, I would suggest that you would take this. Miss, may I talk?
You're not in control of my life.
Exactly. You don't even know if I'm making a plan to like improve my grades.
Yeah.
I didn't end up A, but you know.
Look at you now. No, honestly, look at you now. If you like, look how many good, like, your grades are, like, actually, like,
improving.
Look at you now. Like, you're like the most smartest person
I
know.
To her,
yeah. That's my mistake, though. I listen to everyone, like, from calling me dumb and stuff like that. But, like, past mistakes, pretty much. Like, you gotta not let them get to your head in a way and learn from it and be like, you know what, screw them. I'm just gonna focus on, like, what I feel is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, risk it in life. You know,
life is
all about risks. If you never, it's...
Get out of comfort zone.
Yeah, get out of your comfort zone. Because if you're in, like, a good, like... If you feel like you're in a good place, like...
I actually heard... I hear a lot of stuff, so if you hear me say I heard, because I hear a lot of stuff. But Or like read stuff. But I heard this person say, a preacher say, if your life is actually good, no, if you're not facing trouble, if you're not like going through hardship, you are not in a good place. Yeah. You're in a bad place.
No, no, it doesn't have to be a bad place, but like,
meaning you're not gonna grow from it. You're just like floating in air. Like there's no movement. There's no. This is what I say. If you are facing stuff, that means it gets you to like, it gets you to improve. But if you're in a good place, who do you think who there's nothing to improve on? Cause your life is good.
Yeah, we're not trying to like say that we're like
experts.
We're experts. We're not even giving you advice. We're just trying to help y'all out, to be honest.
And we
because
are a work in progress.
Yeah, we're a work in progress. We're still figuring life out.
Yeah.
What are we like? I'm 19. Like
20.
Yeah, she's 20. Even though she doesn't want to say it. Remember, you're like,
yeah,
you're like, Heaven. I was like, yeah, what's up? You're just like, so I'm turning 20. I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, I was like, okay. You're like, so. How do I act 20? I'm like, girl,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, she remembered
I'm like,
that.
Girl, I was literally, I told my sister that, she was laughing. She's like, literally, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, how do you act when you're 20?
I hate that question when people ask you, they're like, so you're 18 now, so you're 17, so you're, how do you feel? I don't know.
Yeah, me too. Let me figure this out after, like, a couple of, like,
and how
months.
Do people act 17, 18, 14, 16?
They just do, it's life.
Exactly, yeah.
But yo, I'll never forget that. Even when I turn 20, I'll be like, yo, salute me. I'm like, how do I act when I'm 20?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But your 20s are your learning.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
20 is just like when you're hella old. That's like when you need to like, anyways, but yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to get it all like figured out right away. Like,
even people that turn 80 don't have their
Mind. Where we're going... Like, there's people that are in their 50s that are still, like, going to school and learning and trying to figure out something else to do instead of staying at, like, the position where, like, they don't, like,
This
feels, like, repetitive, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's never too late to go back to school. Never too late to figure out what you want, to be honest. Anything.
Start today.
Start now. Hey. So, how long? Oh my gosh, yo, this is probably the longest episode ever. So, this is about, like, 33 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for, like, listening. Hopefully you guys stayed through all of it, because we finally picked a good time to talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, worked out our schedules, and anything you want to say?
I'd say follow me at... Nah,
yeah,
bro.
Follow if you want to ask us any questions.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, follow us... Follow Heaven and then search Sulamit, S-U-L-A-M-I-T. Again, that's S-U-L-A-M-I-T. And
ask us questions from there, you know? Just like,
yeah,
don't be afraid to ask questions.
Shoot your questions.
Shoot them up. Yeah, well, yeah, this.
Like the Warriors did.
Yeah. Yo, we about to win this champs. Let me tell you. I feel like the Warriors we got.
Well, is it the final or they have it today?
Two more games.
Oh,
it's Thursday.
I think Canada's going to win. Let me say it right here, right now. Canada's gonna win, and to all the reporters out there, I said it first, so here you go.
Alright.
Raptors.
We'll see what happens on Thursday then. If not, I owe a lot of people money. I'm just kidding. No. Anyways, okay, we're gonna sign out now. Anyways, peace out, y'all. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.